This is CliffCentral.com. Animal Central on CliffCentral.com.
Hello and welcome to Animal Central on CliffCentral.com. This is the only show in South Africa dedicated to animals and the people that love them. I'm your host, Ainsley Hay. So, a couple of weeks ago, I started the weekly awards, as you all know. Unfortunately, none of you have submitted your nominations yet again. So yet again, it's up to me. This week's Jackass Penguin Award is going to go to the Daily Mail newspaper because they have an advert on and they are offering that people can win a sheep when they call or they write in or something. It's absolutely ridiculous. Live animals should not be given away as prizes, especially not live animals that are going to be slaughtered and eaten in unknown fashions. Then the Angel Fish Award of the Week is going to go to Mark Kirk. He has written a fantastic and very sensible and robust anti-rhino hoard trade article, and it really weighs in very sensibly from the anti-trade side, which is very needed because the pro-trade side is gaining momentum and seems to be dominating thing at the moment. So well done to Angel Fish, Mark Kirk. We need more people like you to stand up and take a stance. So this week in studio, I've got some very exciting guests in studio, including, well, they're all quite cute, but the cutest one, I must say, is a little puppy that I've got. He's Spud, he's 9 weeks old, and he's a little French bulldog. He came into French Bulldog Rescue because he was injured by his mum, and he's got a sore leg, so he's slightly disabled, but he thinks he's very able, which is good. So he's a foster that I'm looking after at the moment, and because he's so young, he's come with me, and he's actually going for his second vaccination after the show. So let's hope he's very brave, but he's very sweet, and I think he's going to be all over Cliff Central Snapchat and all those social media things that I don't understand, because there's been videos and photos of him. So check out the Cliff Central pages. Little photos of Spud will be up. So, listeners, I have a little bit of a confession. This week, I'm being a bit selfish. I've decided that I want to have a show revolving around and including my favorite animal. Now, many people who think that they know me, who have listened to my show, may rightfully think, if they had to guess what my favorite animal is, that it would be a bird or a pangolin or even a French bulldog. But alas, they would be wrong. My favorite animal has luckily seen an increase in numbers over the past few years. It was a very nearly endangered species for a period. And I'm very happy to be joined in studio by three superb specimens. Ladies and gentlemen, no more guessing. The bearded man is my favorite animal. So I would like... Thank you, Muntu, for the delayed applause. I would like to introduce you all to my guests. I have Sean Piercy. How's it, Sean?
Hi.
And then I have Christo Plekenpool.
Thanks to be here.
And then I have James Jimbo Harvey.
That's me.
How's it? So, James, I'm going to call you Jimbo. Perfect. From now on.
Yeah. Okay. My mom calls me James, so it's a bit
okay, no. Definitely no mom connotations today. So, welcome, gents. I'm very glad to have you in studio. I'm sorry I kept it a secret. I'm pretty sure you almost even pretty damn confused when this weird chick who runs an animal radio show contacted you.
Actually, Sean contacted me, and that was the weirdest part. So I'm like,
you loved it.
So all three of you are sporting some mighty, mighty fine beards. How long has each of you been growing the beards for? Sean?
I've had my beard for about 2 years now.
Okay.
Chopped a lot out of it.
So it's an ongoing process?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I chop it like every month. But yeah, about 2 years now.
And is that what they call manscaping? Or is that something different?
I think it's a little bit lower, yeah.
Okay.
A little bit below the belt.
Okay, I know this,
but
is
we'll
just
take care
some
of
beard
ourselves.
Trimming. Yeah. Good, good. Yeah. Christo?
Yeah, I'm about 4 months now.
4 months.
Yeah.
That's substantial.
It's all thanks to the captain's beard.
And we're going to speak about that later, because there's a whole cult to beards. Am I right?
Yeah, well, in the beard culture, it's the biggest beard to the door first.
Oh, really?
So that's why Sean and they all move out the way when I come through.
Okay. Really?
Yeah. So that's the part and parcel of having a beard is move out my way.
Oh, really?
The biggest beard always is right of way.
Fascinated. And is that followed? And what happens if a littler beard went into a door first?
Oh, you punch them in the back of the head.
Land up in a ditch somewhere.
Just to assert dominance.
Okay. So it's like in the animal kingdom, because lions, fascinatingly enough, with their manes, it's been proven scientifically that darker maned male lions are more highly sought after by women. They've got higher, larger territories that they're able to protect. So is that the same in men?
Well, I think the beard in South Africa itself is kind of followed and unfollowed. So the big beard thing isn't really attract to girls here.
Whereas those girls used to get their heads checked.
Exactly. If you go to Europe, we're a catch.
Yeah. Or America. Yeah. America, it's huge. There's something over there called the bearded villains.
Yeah.
Do you know about that? What is that?
Oh, it's more of a hand-holding thing for me. I'm not really a club talk guy, but
it's a bit.
Yeah, it's like supposed to be a brotherhood of guys with beards getting
like
together.
Scouts for men, I think.
Something like that, yeah.
For hairy children. That's quite a hoot. But it is... So, I find it fascinating because some guys can grow beards phenomenally, such as yourselves, and then other guys can't. Mm. So, do you have any sympathy for the guys that can't? What happens if he really wanted to? Or he's got like a really sad little tufty beard?
I don't know. It's normally they're jocks, they can't grow beards, and they really, really want to. So, I'm like, no jock. Don't have a beard.
Oh my goodness, this is such... I'm sorry, I'm thoroughly enjoying this topic. So, as experts in male beard grooming, what are some of the most important things, Chris, do that a first-time beard grower needs to consider?
I think the most important is to keep it clean.
Yes, because there was a horrible just lying article that said that beards have poo in them. It's rubbish.
Yeah, no, definitely keep it clean. Yes. Get some oil for that beard.
Okay, so what is beard oil?
Okay, so beard oil is, well, ours specifically, is a blend of essential oils that nourishes the skin and the hair.
Okay.
So it makes it a lot softer, it stops the itching, it stops the drying of the skin, makes it smell nicer, just keeps it healthy, really.
Okay, because I suppose it makes sense, you have to look after the skin in order to grow the beard.
Yeah, look, a lot of people also just go and use shampoo or something and don't realize that the beard... The hair is completely different to that on your head, and the skin is completely different. You can't use the same product. True. You're going to destroy your skin. Your beard is going to, you know, split ends, dry out. You look like Jumbo.
Yeah. I just use shampoo for everything.
Oh, really?
Just a once-over shampoo, top, bottom,
this Hello
low
Kitty
oil.
Shampoo.
Powerpuff Girls.
It's perfect.
Okay, so Sean and Crystal, you guys use beard oil, and Jumbo, you don't.
No.
I must say, as a bystander... I can see there is an oily, glistening quality to Sean and Christo's beard, and yours is looking slightly dry.
Yeah, it's a bit rougher. Some girls like it rougher, so.
Oh, my goodness. So cleaning, what do you clean your beard with then if you can't use shampoo?
Yeah, we have especially a beard shampoo that you can use, yeah.
Yeah, so we made our own, we got a beard wash made by a lab for us.
Oh.
It's a lot less harsh on the skin and the hair. It does have a bit of a moisturizing quality, which helps a lot. So it's a lot softer after you wash with it. And that works a lot better than anything else.
That's fascinating. And how did you figure this all out? Were you just tired of having dry, itchy beards?
Boredom.
A lot of time.
A lot of time on my hands.
Sure. I think it's fascinating. So what flavors are most, or what scents are most popular for beards? Products.
Our most popular now is vanilla apple spice.
Ooh, that sounds good.
If you want to have a little smell there.
Mmm, I do.
That's definitely our biggest seller.
Okay.
We've also got a barbershop we're very close with called Freedom Hair.
This is very yummy, by the way.
I like it.
Mm.
So we made them a tea tree oil.
Oh.
Which is and that out of Joburg is a massive seller.
That's quite strong.
It's people like
medicinal.
Tea tree. Yeah, it's...
It's got lots of healing and good...
Yeah, it's the qualities of tea tree that people are going for. It's an antiseptic. It's very good for moisturizing and things. It's not my favorite as far as the scent goes, but it works.
Okay. And any new scents in the pipeline?
There's a couple.
Oh, but it's top secret.
Kind of no. We're doing a smoky wood one with
Briboy.
Briboy is...
Just as long as it's not actual smoked wood, because...
No.
Bry in beard is not my favorite smell.
Well, that's the... thing is, Briboy out of Pretoria, he bries. That's what he does for a living.
Oh.
He's got world records. He's got all kinds
Bry
of things.
Bry for a living?
Yeah, he makes all his money out of bry.
Best job in the world.
Like how? Yeah. No, I'm fascinated.
He does events. He has a TV show where, well, it's on YouTube. So he's, and then he sells all his products through there. He tours America. He goes to the
Briboy. Brying what?
Anything.
Really?
Yeah, his pulled pork is amazing.
Pulled pork is amazing.
Damn.
It's so good.
I need a whiskey.
So we're doing that for him. He wants a smoky wood flavor.
Oh, wow.
And then I want to do something along the lines of bourbon.
So Sean's boyfriend loves that bourbon smell on him.
He does, though. It's that smell when you come home from the pub and you're just disgusting after the pub. That's what we're going for.
Oh, that's really making me feel a bit sick.
Just cigars and whiskey.
Manly, man smells. Oh, yeah. Oh, goodness. So, Sean, do you have any pets?
I have a pit bull.
Tell me about your pit bull.
He is probably about 5 months old, named Griffin.
Oh, no. Why is he not here?
Because he would have destroyed this place.
He would have played a spud, but he might.
I think he would have destroyed this place.
Yeah, okay. Have you taken your puppy for training?
No.
Sean?
Never taken a puppy for training.
Sean, if I grow a beard, I will use your beard oil. Right. And now you need to take your puppy for training. Because then he's not going to destroy.
I think you look all right without a beard.
Thank
I don't know.
You. But, where did you get him from?
A friend of my mom's, they had a litter and he was just the runt, basically. Oh, and no one wanted him, so we took him and awesome.
And now have the friends of your mom got them sterilized?
I don't know.
Will you give me their details?
I will.
Thank you.
I'll find out.
Sorry, gents. I strongly believe in sterilizing pretty much everything. Mm-hmm. So pets, I love pets, but I don't like people that breed pets uncontrolled. So
fair enough.
Yeah. I know. So you're going to get your boy snipped?
Probably, yeah.
Yay! That's an awesome answer.
You can calm down a little bit.
It will help a lot, though. So my French bulldog, this is not mine, he's just a foster, Gus. He was rehomed to me, and I got him when he was 2 years old, and he was rehomed because he was aggressive. Have you ever seen an aggressive French bulldog? But anyway, the only problem is because he had his balls. So I removed them, and he's a delight. Mm. He's a pleasure. I mean, he's teaching this dude how to be a real dog. Mm. So it does make their lives definitely a lot easier. Christu, you also have dogs.
Yes.
Are you all dog guys?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, awesome.
Yes.
Beards, tattoos, and dogs.
That's
whiskey
what we're all about.
And cigars. Sure, I'm in great company.
An occasional babe.
And bikes.
Vape. Do you guys and vape?
Babes.
No,
babes.
Oh, I was about to say. I don't understand this.
Yeah, and bikers.
Vape. And bikers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have two amazing English bulldogs.
Okay.
Yeah, one is, the male is called Luke, and and the other one is Nala, 2 years out.
Oh, they're the best, hey?
Yeah. I wouldn't have any other dog.
Oh, but how do you deal with all the snoring?
Yeah,
does your snoring drown out their snoring?
No. snoring and pooping, that's what they're all about.
Yep.
But I wouldn't take any other dog.
Oh, that's awesome. No, yeah. they are amazing, amazing creatures.
Yeah.
And Jimbo yourself?
I've got a little bull terrier.
Oh, they're awesome.
Yeah, no, he's amazing. But he's like 10 now. But he still thinks he's a puppy still. So he runs around like a crazy man and plays the ball. Man. Got worse said I wanted a dog that plays the ball.
Yes.
And then I got Tyson that only knows ball.
And 24/7, I imagine.
Yeah. I mean, if you can swear, he's ball
Bullforked. Yeah. Oh, that's so cute. But now, Jimbo, you're from Rebel Manage.
I own my own business called Rebel Management. Okay.
But you do amazing work for raising money for animal welfare.
Yeah, so basically, that's why I actually got a beard, was
really?
Purely by fluke. I said to my friends on Facebook, if I'll do a puppy challenge.
Okay.
It's called Make Jimbo Thin and the Puppy's Fat. And basically, it was all like my status or comment on my status.
Okay.
And then you contribute 50 rand if I lose 10 kgs in 6 weeks.
Oh, wow.
And I pulled it off.
Sure.
And just in the process, I just let my facial hair grow.
Okay.
And then I just kept it. And that was 4 years ago. So
that's amazing. Since then.
Yeah. So I raised 10,000 rand.
So it's a good cause beard there.
Exactly. Yeah. And I raised 10,000 rand plus minus. I went to Macro, bought a whole bunch of food with a whole bunch of mates, Bucky's, trailers, the first one was to Claw.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's
so ever so since cool. then, I've done Picnic for Puppies, and then last year I did the whole big initiative of everyone puts X name, and then make Ashley Thin and the Puppy's Fat, and then I had about 20 friends
brilliant.
Do it.
That is such a clever idea,
yeah.
really.
Yeah, so I had about 20
awesome.
Friends do it, and some of them did lose 10 kgs. Okay. If you didn't, then you had to contribute 1,000 of your own rand to charity.
I love that idea.
Yeah.
I think that we should extend this.
Yeah, it was like a lot of people said to me afterwards, we have to do it again.
Yeah.
We have to do bigger, better.
Yeah.
So I'm definitely keen to do it.
And how can people get in touch with you?
It was purely just on Facebook.
I was
honestly on my personal
That's
Facebook.
Amazing.
I just sent it out to mates.
I think that's such a good idea. Yeah.
So it did very well. A lot of friends actually lost so much weight and they're losing weight still, which is amazing. Like they look awesome. Yeah.
And the puppies get fed.
Exactly. Yeah.
So that's awesome.
I think we took about 15 grand worth of stuff to Fora.
Sure.
Yeah, it was amazing.
I salute you. That's very, very cool. We need more people to do these sort of things and to have beers.
Yeah, I think everyone has to get involved, otherwise you're wasting your time on earth.
Exactly, but I think that's the problem. There's such apathy nowadays where everyone, either you're so inundated and just overrun with all the horrible shit that you see on Facebook and or especially with the animal stuff, so you get either quite despondent or every person does something we can all make a huge 100% difference.
100% It's just one person in a group of friends to get the ball rolling.
Exactly.
And it's very easy. I mean 50 rand's nothing.
Exactly. And that's such fun. Exactly. And also you're losing weight, which is a benefit.
Yeah, and it's motivational, like you got all your mates backing you. And also to lose 1,000 of your own rand sucks.
So. Exactly.
Get your ass on a treadmill.
Exactly.
In
get your butt in the gym. Yeah. I think that's brilliant. I think we should make a t-shirt for it though.
Yeah.
And people can know.
I'll do like a sort of microsite or saying going forward. But yeah, I'm saying that I will push Gan this year and try to create that brand.
I think it's absolutely brilliant. So please do keep me posted because I definitely love to share and get people involved. Especially, I mean, Fora and Claw, they do such...
Yeah, they're actually on the same premises at the moment well. Yeah, so I've actually gone to the one address by mistake and given them all the stuff. And then they phoned me and they're like, are you still coming today? And I was like, kind of next door. So they had to go and like say, well,
sharing
that's for
caring.
Us. So they kind of shared out there. I'm all good.
Goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So... I just want to speak a bit about we at French Bulldog Rescue South Africa are having a fundraiser. Also, we're having a Valentine's Day fundraiser on the 13th of February at Hollybury Hall in Midrand. So we are going to have little dudes like Spud in and you can come and kiss a Frenchie. And I'm going to be selling all sorts of good things. So listeners, if you are around, please do pop by. All of the details are on our Facebook, which is French Bulldog Rescue South Africa. Would love to see you there. I'm going to try and see if I can possibly... I don't know, do something for the show there. Mm. I haven't figured out how that technology and stuff works, but I'm sure my man Duncan will help me with that. So I think we're going to go to a music break now, and then once we're back, we will carry on this awesome topic.
When you're in the back seat with four multicolored aliens and a talking bear, you don't ask questions. Questions like,
where are we going anyway?
Can I have another cookie?
Mom, are we there yet?
Because when you can watch Teletubbies, Winnie the Pooh, and all the best kid shows online anytime for 99 Rand a month with Showmax, a long road trip goes by a whole lot faster. So get to showmax.com and get your 7-day free trial.
Welcome back to Animal Central. That was the amazing Civil Twilight with Holy Dove. So, in studio, I have three rather unusual suspects for the show. It's Sean, Christo, and Jimbo. Sean and Christo, you guys are from the Captain's Beard.
Yes, that's it.
So, that's your... What is it? What is the Captain's Beard?
So, I started the Captain's Beard in June 2014.
Okay.
Basically, I grew a beard and realized very early on that you need products. You need to look after it. And we had nothing in the country at the time.
Okay.
Try to import a little bottle of oil, worked out to about 950 rand by the time it got here, which is a bit overboard.
Jeez.
So spent a lot of time on the internet, a lot of time screwing around in my kitchen, and eventually made my own. Everyone wanted, and it just sort of blew up from there.
Oh, that's awesome.
Christo joined me as a partner about 2 months ago.
Yes.
Okay.
About 2 months ago, he came on board, basically just to build this thing as big as we can get it.
Okay.
So now we're looking at, we're going into tattoo care products, healing balms.
That's important because I think, I don't know, I have one very bad tattoo that I'm very embarrassed about. And when I had it done, it was many years ago, and you got what you were either told to put Zambac on it ladies gynae cream on it, which I wasn't so convinced about.
Things have changed a lot since then.
Good.
So basically, we're working with a tattoo artist called Buster Bolton.
Okay.
He developed a product quite a long time ago. He's been selling it since before we started tattooing, and it is incredible.
Oh, wow.
So we're actually sorting that out tomorrow so we can release that.
Oh, that's exciting.
We're going to do a moisturizer for tattoos and sunscreen.
Ooh!
A special sunscreen. And then we're going to go from there into the hair care market.
Smart shampoos, boys.
Conditioners, waxes, whatever we can.
And all just for the male market?
Yeah.
But I suppose the ladies could use your tattoo balm.
Yeah, that they can. We like to keep the company a man's company. Manly, it's a boys' club.
Manly men.
We don't really want to do women's. It's a boys' club,
okay.
Really.
Okay. No, so that's...
We want to keep it that way.
Yeah, but you can find some women clothing on there.
Some like beard slut shirts and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, like that.
We could do that.
I thought you were going to say there was going to be beard products for the bearded women out there.
That's just going to be weird.
Such a nice Portuguese lady I know down the road. I wouldn't mind that.
Maybe you can put it in a Christmas stocking.
I don't think she wears stockings.
Oh, yeah. So now, Jimbo, your Rebel Management, apart from the amazing fundraising and that you do, what do you guys do?
So I took a leap last year, started my own business. I come from an event background.
Okay.
So I've done probably 1,000 events in my time. And I took a plunge. So Rebel is basically an artist management, brand management, and event management company.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then with that, I got, you know, Blood Brothers, the festival. Have you heard about it yet?
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm one of the partners for Blood Brothers, and then one of the partners for Morock, the music festival as well.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. So very busy. I'm very poor. So I'll just tell any hot girls.
But you're working on
business. Yeah, I'll get there then.
Tell the hot girls to just throw themselves and the money at you.
Exactly that. Yeah.
Okay.
But I'll get there.
So now I want to speak about Movember, my favorite time of year. Well, not really, because I don't really. Okay, so first off, is this real science? Because the science that I know, beards make you hotter and moustaches make you creepier. A way in?
Yeah, I think so. Yes. Moustaches look like pedophiles, are they?
It's science.
My brother, when he grows in November, he has 4 eyebrows. It's kind of weird.
You have to send me a photo of that.
It's just like two sharps on both sides.
I think, the second November ends, you can't have a moustache.
Yeah.
You can have it for 1 month a year and then you're a good guy.
But it has to be in November.
At 12 o'clock on the last day.
Otherwise, people will take their children away from your vicinity.
Probably, yeah.
No, but it is science. I'm sorry. I think I should write a paper on this, but I've seen it happen many, many times. So, explain to who can speak to me about Movember.
I can tell you a bit about Movember. Okay. So Movember started has to be 12 years ago.
Okay.
And it's basically just a fundraising for men's health issues.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it started with testicular cancer, but now it's branched out into things like mental illness, depression.
Oh, wow.
It's looking to help guys in any way we can.
Okay.
So last year, we started about April, the Captain's Beard became an official partner of Movember.
Oh, that's amazing.
So we provide them with their moustache waxes, and then a lot of marketing. We go to events with them. Never sleep. All we do is travel and don't sleep. And
these two oaks walked in here with giant big energy drinks. I was like,
When we go on Movember Roadshow, it's just a mess.
Okay.
It's partying and events all day, every day, different town every day. It gets very out of hand.
That sounds like fun. I think you need a sidekick. Pick me. I'll bring the puppy.
That roadshow is going to kill you.
I'm ready.
I'm still recovering.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. Sure, I do like a challenge. Okay, so Movember is not just for fun. There is a serious point. Have any of you guys done just Movember?
Yeah, I actually started off with Movember. I got a lot of people involved with it as well. But I find with the beard movement, a lot of people have moved away from the sort of mo to a full beard.
Yeah.
So when it comes to that time of the month or that time of the year, they don't shave off their beards to the mo. So I know Movember have done some big things to try and create a new movement for themselves and concentrate
beard
on different.
Beardember.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. Sean may want to tell you more about it, but if you saw this year compared to the year before, Movember is slowly not cool where it should be. We need to start reinforcing that once a year we have to get involved. Yeah.
Yeah.
That once a year everyone has to back their boy key, whatever it does. Like we have to paint ours pink for the month, whatever we have to do, but we need to grow Movember.
But you're right, I think in the beginning it was such a big thing. Exactly. I remember my ex has got it. I was like, first of November, you're growing a freaking moustache.
Yeah, exactly.
No, but it's, and it's, I just, I love the fact that it is like a community involvement thing, and, and every, well, most men, all real men can get involved.
Exactly.
So no, it's really important. I love some of the latest beard trends that are coming out. What do you guys
beards
comments
unfashionable
on that?
Yeah, beards are terrible now. Actually, I just want to jump back to the Movember thing.
Yes.
As Jimbo was saying, you see, when Movember started, it was very disruptive.
Okay.
That's why it was a talking point. If someone had a moustache, it was something to talk about. It spread the word. It was a very disruptive campaign at first.
Okay.
And then year before last and the year before that, it sort of quietened down because everyone was doing it. It was just, all right. So one of the things I tried to do when I got involved was, guys, if a guy's a beard, he's not going to shave for Movember.
Yeah.
We just, it's just, we want to help out, but we can't.
No.
So we brought in two new initiatives. The one was the beard sacrifice. Joe Black, he had a beard down past his nipples sort of thing. So we got him to shave his beard, sacrifice it on behalf of all the beards.
So did he do it?
Yeah.
Did he cry? Did he cry a little bit? Okay.
We sweetened the deal, but so he did that for us. Then, you know, it became disruptive again. He's got a big following. He did a lot of interviews on radio, TV, everywhere. So he made he made it a bit disruptive again.
Okay.
The other thing is there's Move. So for 30 days, you exercise, you make a commitment to exercise once a day. For however long, you go into your Movember portal, say how long you exercised, what you did, everything. Everyone updates. It's a community. Everyone donates. And it's just, it's just.
That's amazing.
So that's helped a lot.
And where can people do all this stuff with Movember? Is there a central site or
Movember,
page?
No, just go on Movember.com. It'll take you to the South Africa page.
Oh, so there's, we've got our own movement.
Yeah, join the Captain's Beard team though, so we raise more money.
Okay.
Definitely.
Okay.
So you go through there, everything's on there.
That's amazing. And now when Joe Black,
yeah.
Joe Black shaved his beard, did he keep it as a memento? Did he bury it? Because it's, I imagine it's a pretty, obviously I don't know because I do not have a beard and I'm incapable of growing one.
I think Jimbo was there.
No, it was filmed on like one of the Cake Night shows or something. So I'm not sure they did it afterwards, but I know it was a big, like they filmed the entire process and they did like before and after photos and all that.
Because would it be emotional for you guys to shave your beards now? Clark,
yeah,
gone.
Definitely. Yeah.
I don't actually know. Like, I think sometimes I wake up in the middle of the
night. Because you haven't shaved in four years.
Yeah. So I think sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night and I just want to scratch it. And I'm like, just shave this thing off.
Really?
No, but I don't think anyone recognized me. I'd walk around the house and my dad would be like, we've been robbed.
I suppose, but that is a very true point. Because when guys shave, like when... one of my exes, I was like, every time he shaved, it was like I had a new boyfriend. I was like, oh, it's a new man. I don't recognize you. Oh, wow. I'm looking. This is Joe Black.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the photo. You must go and look. It's on Instagram. Yeah. I think, I'm very slack with this stuff. But it's a before and after photo if they cut a face down the half. And it's actually amazing. But yes, beards make you hotter because he was hotter with the beard.
He's got a bit of a George Clooney vibe going either way.
He does. Silver fox, is he? But yeah, I imagine that it would be quite emotional to get rid of a beard because it really is part of your personality and your identity, I believe.
Well, my Instagram is the bearded slayer, so if I had to shave, I'd be like, who the hell's the bearded slayer?
You'd just be the slayer, shaved slayer.
Yeah, and I'd be like, that's such a wanker.
Exactly. No street cred there whatsoever. So I want to chat a bit about some of the ridiculous beard trends that are going on the interwebs at the moment. So the first one, you guys, I'm sure, must know about the beard trends. I'm going to see if I know more about the beard trends than you do. So, Jimbo, give me a ridiculous beard trend.
The glitter one.
Yes, correct.
I saw Sean with it last time, I think last week, Thursday.
Did you do it?
Yeah.
Or was I drunk? Doesn't count.
Was there a fairy involved? Yeah,
might have been.
No, I think I've actually never seen someone do it. Obviously, I see it on Instagram.
And that's horrible.
But yeah, I don't think any man self-respecting man would do it to his holes. Yeah.
That is dreadful. I don't like the glitter beard thing. So basically, the trend is guys just put all glitter up in their beards and it looks...
And on Christmas, you can see the guys putting all the Christmas decorations in there.
Oh.
Ridiculous.
Yes, so Christy, you've got a spot on one. I also had that one. So basically, they turn their Christmas beard into a Christmas tree, right?
Yeah.
And they put all the Christmas decorations in their beard.
Because didn't you do that?
Did you do it?
Didn't you do that?
No, you think you know the time.
Confession time.
No, you think you're the time he had the balls in his beard.
This is the Christmas balls. Christmas balls. Again, so Sean's done glitter beard. Christy's done Christmas balls.
No, I didn't. No. I didn't like it.
Okay,
no.
He's not admitting it.
Okay. He's going to lie to you on radio. You're under oath here. You know you're under oath, eh?
If I see a photo, you're going to have to forfeit something.
I think they were hellfire.
There's probably a lot of hellfire involved.
Sean, shoot.
The bright pastel colored beard dyes.
No. I find it disturbing enough to put it in hair, let alone beards.
It's quite hectic.
Oh, no. That should be outlawed. Okay. I have two that you didn't get. Woohoo! So, one of my favorite ones that I've actually attempted, and there is a photo of me failing at it, it's the cat beard. When you hold the when you hold the cat or the dog underneath you and you do a little it's hilarious. My cat hated me though, and the last one, it's a new one, and it was freaking amazing but ridiculous, and it's more than likely sacrilege to you guys. But people, I don't know if it's Photoshop though, but people are shaving their beards to look like animals.
Oh yeah, I saw it.
So there's like a sloth. You shave your beard and it looks like a sloth hanging off your face.
You know what that was? That was a World Health Organization initiative that they did. A marketing campaign for them.
Oh, well, I liked it. But there was like a sloth and a weasel, and it was quite...
There could be something interesting in our beards. I'm not sure.
A couple of sloths and weasels. Oh, my goodness. So Duncan has asked some questions, and I'm saying that he asked them because I can't ask them. The first one, what was it, Duncan, again? How you can maintain... No, but that's the good one. What was the last one that you asked? Oh, no. He asked me something about bum hair or something, and I'm not asking that.
Far away.
So his actual, the proper question, how do you maintain black beards? Because obviously they're quite different to, are Indian beards different? Are Chinese beards different?
Okay, black beards, pretty much exactly the same.
Okay.
Obviously wax isn't such a big thing. The hair is a lot
now,
curlier.
Now, what is wax? What is wax?
Well, we use moustache wax.
See, you haven't even told me about this thing.
Well, let's talk about moustache wax.
Yes.
It's just a styling, same as you use for styling your hair, same concept.
Is that what they use
you
when they do
curl
the
it, you can,
oh, those crazy ones. I went to Bierfest in Munich, and those proper guys with the lederhosen, they have the proper, like, upturned ones.
Yeah, I feel like we should have put some effort into that.
Lederhosen! Next
I woke
time,
up like
wear
this,
lederhosen.
Unless you woke up in a cave,
No, you didn't. Look how much time you spent on that.
You see, all these products they have to wake up at 9, and to put hair products and beard products and a wax and this and that and then change their panties
the
and then they come through.
At least they put the effort in for me. What did you do? You arrived here at 11.
Arrived at 1 minute to 11.
Cracky.
Excellent time.
Work on your game, Jimbo.
So yeah, black beards, pretty much the same. Keep it clean.
Okay.
Oil it every day. Okay. Preferably after you shower. The pores are open after a hot shower, everything. But it's really the same thing.
Okay.
It's really
and
not that different.
Do black beards or Chinese beards or Indian beards grow at the same rate? Is one faster? Is it all dependent on the individual person?
Indian beards, eh?
Really? What about them?
They grow so quickly.
Really? Mm. But if you look at Indian women's, their hair, I want their hair. They've got amazing hair.
Yeah. But I think, like, I promise you, we get asked every single day, get approached, how do you grow a beard?
Really?
It's all genetics. I mean, there's nothing. My brother doesn't, he's got patches of Houlihan. He doesn't look like he can grow a beard if he tries. And he's a jock, so that's perfect. I'm like, you're a jock.
So you
stay jockey.
Hole.
Exactly. Okay. So I'm like, works perfectly for him.
Okay.
And then I have a massive beard, and then so we get approached, like, how do you grow a beard?
Yeah.
I'm like, well,
leave it.
Yeah. First of all, like, you have to leave it.
Okay.
Let it grow for 4 to 6 weeks before you even start thinking about if you're going to keep it, because it still has to attach everywhere. Like, there's certain guys. Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
So there'll be like gaps and
But that should maybe fill in if you leave it long enough.
Exactly, yeah. So some people are completely trying, and some people can actually fill that gap if you leave it for 4 to 6 weeks.
And there's nothing that you can do. There's no magic potion. You can't take bobtail. What?
I find it ridiculous, but it's mostly in America. You can have a beard transplant.
What?
They harvest, what do you call them?
Just hair follicles.
Hair follicles,
thank you. They literally pull it out the back of your neck or whatever.
And they can put it onto your face.
And oaks do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like $7,000 or something.
That is
It's like hair transplants, but you just put it
into
your
face.
Yeah.
You're going to pay like $100,000 for a beard.
That's insane. Sorry, that's... Wow, people are freaking weird.
That was quite a big thing like 2 years ago, hey?
Yeah, and I know the hipsters did it. It's obviously when it was a hipster thing to have a beard and you couldn't grow one.
Yes.
You need to go to the next...
That's just a man thing to have a beard.
Yeah.
So what are your thoughts on this whole hipster trend? Because, I mean, I've been... So the proper word for a beard aficionado or beard appreciator is a pogonophile, am I correct?
Yeah.
Pogonophile. Yes. I've been one of those for a long time. So when this hipster thing came out, I was quite disappointed because, Lord, those were some piddly little beards. Lordy, Lord. So what are your guys' thoughts on the whole hipster beard thing?
That doesn't actually bother me. I mean, okay, they can't grow beards like... Some of them can.
Yeah.
But the hipster friends can't. So they sit there in this group of hipster friends and he's outdone himself. So they kind of push him away. But yeah, I don't really get affected by them. And I know some people are like, oh, your beard's hipster. I'm like, okay, Shotbury, thank you. You don't know me, but I've had a beard for 4 years. Yeah,
exactly.
But just thinking about beards is how people come to us and they'd like just kind of grab your beard.
Really?
It's like a huge thing. And I don't know, but you mean so Sean.
I fucking hate that.
And they don't even ask permission.
No, yeah. Like, you're lucky walking through, like, so now we go to Hell's Kitchen a lot. We hang around Melville. And people will just, a drunk girl normally, will just reach out and grab your beard.
No.
Like, and like, pull it hard. And you're just like,
yeah.
That's rude.
It's crazy. And it's so,
and
like,
it
personal.
Lot.
Yeah,
exactly.
It happens at least
a couple
once
times
a night.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think we really go into a shop and people don't ask us to touch our beard.
Yeah.
It's quite common.
Yeah.
I actually wrote a blog about this. Because also, it's guys at a draw. Like, if you're out at a
guys.
Big party.
Yeah, definitely.
Guys getting up in your beard.
I think it's guys more than girls, eh?
Yeah, girls just grab. Guys come and ask you, can I frolic in your beard? So
and what do you say? No, not what?
Shot boy. No.
Nice.
If she's really hot,
yeah,
it's fine. No, it's fine.
No, we do the one for one with hot girls.
Okay.
So it's boob for beard. Yeah.
That's only fair.
Exactly.
Though.
Yeah, works out.
But that's I find that so weird because it's part of like you. It's
exactly, yeah.
And I mean, especially if you're putting effort to keep it clean in that. Like, I don't want someone putting all their hand in my
hair. Yeah, that's what I do. I, like, literally, when they grab my beard, I run my hand through their hair.
Exactly.
It's like, awkward for both of us. Yeah.
Awkward. Fuck, that's weird. What other beard etiquette is there, or like?
You know what I hate? The questions.
Yeah.
Because it's the same couple questions.
Even from annoying radio hosts.
Tattoos are also the same. Tattoos and beards. It's the same couple questions you get every day.
You get so much people asking you guys, how long have you grown your beard? Mm. It doesn't matter what you say, if it's a month,
you
or
could say that,
five years
a week.
Or what.
Yeah.
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 And they can literally gaff you and then like talk to you and they ask you all these questions. But like, you don't mind it. Well, it depends on what stage of the night you're at.
Yes.
Like, if you stay in the queue for a bar, it's cool. And like, you ask a couple of questions, then carry on your day.
Cheers.
But also, like, I find it, okay, I think maybe they've driven me back into my own little hole that I don't go out anymore as much as I used to. But yeah, it's hectic. Like, people always ask you the same questions. Pull your beard, ask you about your beard, want to touch your beard. You know, that's just Sean. And then
when you deal with the other people, when you leave your house.
Yeah, when I leave my house.
Oh, goodness. But that, I really find that so weird. I mean, it's, getting all up in someone else's beard and junk without asking. It's foreign to me. So, trimming of beards, because that's something that I think is very important, because whilst I do love a beard, there's nothing worse than a big, scary, hippie beard that's just sort of like coming out to get you from all sides.
Yeah.
So, trimming is important, correct?
Yeah.
Very important. The only thing I have to say about trimming, go to a good barber. Don't do it yourself.
Yes.
You will.
So, barbers actually do that as well?
Yes. Yeah.
Absolutely.
We've got different sponsors. We both ambassadors for different barbers. Myself,
we have
Sean,
rival barber shops.
Yeah. So we rivals.
Okay. No, that's absolutely fascinating. So, listeners, please do get hold of us. We don't bite that hard. The number is 0861-555-189, or you can get us on Twitter, which is at cliffcentral.com. Facebook is Cliff Central, and WeChat ID is Cliff Central. The boys are also on their Twitter, which is Captain's Beard.
Captain's_Beard.
Beard, yeah. And you can also send us a message on WeChat, tap connect, and then message to the show. So if you have any questions regarding beards, bearded animals, or anything like that, please do get hold of us. We'd love to hear from you. So what about beards in the workplace? Is that still, because obviously it used to be quite frowned upon. Am I correct?
My first job was a very corporate. I used to like do corporate events. So it was, you know, those like Neil Andrews breakfasts where everyone came with a tie on the way to work. So I'd wear like a collared shirt, and then my beard wasn't near as long, but it was, I did ask my boss at the time. He was very cool with it. So that's where it also kind of started. He let me do it. So I just, you know, went against the norm. And then my last job, they employed me with a beard, so they didn't know the difference.
Okay.
And then now I'm obviously, I'll only employ hood rats going forward.
and you, the rest of you, what are your thoughts on that?
Self-employed.
Yeah, no problems there. No, because I think that is something, and you know, a well-groomed beard, I think. I don't think it detracts from anyone's professionalism.
I don't think it's a problem.
No.
Yeah. I don't see why it should be. If it's well groomed and neat.
Exactly.
I don't see an issue.
Yeah. No, it's very interesting. So you now, each of you have to give me, if you had a gun to your head and you had to choose something that you could rather do than shave your beard, what punishment would you rather go through than shave your beard?
Eat ice cream.
Don't you like ice cream?
No.
That's weird.
But it seems like a better punishment.
Because that's such a freaking hardship.
Yeah.
Christy, no, you wouldn't shave your beard.
No.
And for nothing.
No.
It's a very difficult question.
I'm terrified of heights, so
okay.
Even a step ladder.
Really?
Maybe a real ladder, a step ladder, like the stepson of the. Yeah, I know. Heights kill me.
Really?
Mm. So bungee jumping.
But is it the fear of falling?
I think that's more or less the same.
Is it the fear of falling?
I feel like if I can control the outcome of anything. So if somebody shoots a gun at me, I can be like, yo, sidestep.
Whatever
has to, yeah, whatever has to happen. But when you're falling from a heart, you're like,
yeah.
I think mine is more about clowns, eh?
Clowns!
Jeez, I hate clowns.
I'm so glad I know that now.
I was just thinking, you just opened yourself up to
Jesus.
A whole lot of hurt.
I'm so excited.
A whole lot of hurt. You're going to get a bearded clown first thing in the morning.
No. I will die.
Oh my goodness. So now, because this is an animal show, contrary to popular belief, I want each of you to give me an animal with a beard. Again, I have my list, and I'm pretty sure my list is bigger than yours.
I think the ultimate one is a lion.
Yeah, spot on.
Scotties have those adorable little beards.
Yes, Scotties.
What about a walrus? Does that count as a little?
That's a bit of a thing.
Very well done. You get a brownie point for that.
You.
Well done.
Smart walruses, bro. No more walruses.
I'm glad.
Sean, another shot?
Oh, shit.
We're going to do this until you run out, and then I'm just going to amaze you with all of my animal knowledge.
I feel like you had time to go home and Google this.
Yeah. I've had days.
I'm going to Google right now.
What about a rooster? No, that doesn't count.
A comb. A comb. That could definitely count as a comb.
Does a bear kind of count?
Nah.
It's a big beard.
Nah, that's reaching.
If you look at some of those big grizzlies,
that's
reaching.
Shut up, Jim.
That's reaching.
It's enough, Jim.
It's a far stretch. Chris, do any more?
Gee.
Now, listen, I want you to Google these animals. I want you to Google these animals and look at the pictures because they're actually freaking amazing. Okay, it's my turn now. So, goat.
Nah.
Goats, you're all kicking yourselves. Goats have freaking amazing beards. And that's where the term goatee comes from. Am I correct?
Oh, I
should be a school teacher. So goats, the most amazing goat beard that I found is from a wild goat called Markhor, Markhor, which lives in Afghanistan. So please Google the Markhor. You will not be disappointed. Then the next animal with a beard that I found is the emperor tamarin, which is a tiny little marmoset monkey, and it's got this amazing white moustache that goes down like this. So that's also a bearded moustache thing. Then bearded collie, the dog.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
It is. It is the Dulux. No? Lassie. No? Fuck, I'm the animal person. I need Google.
Nice. I'm glad you did your research.
The one that's a frisbee in the movie, like in the movie, and they throw their frisbee. Oh. There's a somersault.
No, it's bearded collie is the Dulux dog. Rough collie is the Lassie. So it's the Dulux dog. That's called a bearded collie. Then we have lions, as Christy said. Another great one with a great beard is the bison.
We don't have bison here, so I'm not sure what you're talking about.
Yeah, but we don't.
That's actually made up animal.
Also, they've got amazing beards. Then, my two favorites, they fall under the rooibaard category because they have red beards. It's the orangutan and the Highland cow.
Orangutans?
Yeah, look at them. You must look at the males. No, they've
definitely
got big, big
they
beards.
Do have some beard.
Yeah, so do you guys feel educated?
Well, there's no walrus on there, so.
Ah, you beat. Yeah, no, you totally get an award for that one. Totally. So, well, I have thoroughly enjoyed this show. I've learned
awesome
so, much so much about beards. Yeah. Well done,
much.
Guys. You've been great sports. You took that all very, very well. And I hope you've learned your little bit about bearded animals now, not bearded ladies. So, signing off for now. I'm going to be back next week. And thank you all for listening. And next week, please do get in touch with me on the show. We love to make it more interactive. Thanks a lot. Cheers.
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 I've got something important to tell you. CliffCentral.com.